coming up this weekend is the 21st Drug Take Back Day, where state police in Indiana partners with the Drug Enforcement Administration. And this is kind of a nationwide initiative, not just being done in Indiana, but also seeking to prevent prescription drug abuse and theft through the proper disposal of prescription drugs. And here to join us right now to talk a little bit about that is Captain Ron Galavis with the Indiana State Police. Ron, thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you very much for helping us promote this very important event.
So what can people look for with things coming up this Saturday? What's kind of your guys' schedule for events on Saturday with this initiative?
Well, as you mentioned, we are partnering with the Drug Enforcement Administration with a 21st Take Back Day. And what that allows members of our communities to do is to bring in their unwanted, expired medications for safe and proper disposal. We don't ask any questions. We ask them to certainly bring those to their nearest state police post location. We do have 14 posts around the state, but only 13 of them are participating. The only one of ours that does not participate is the toll road. But again, we'll be out from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at each of those posts, collecting unwanted and expired medications. We then partner with the DEA, who then takes those, and they have safe, accepted, and proper methods by which they dispose of those. And I think you hit on it here just a moment ago. What it really does, especially today, we were very concerned about opioid addictions and overdoses and these medications falling into the wrong hands, being stolen. This is a small step to help counteract that. Is it going to completely prevent it? No, but it's a step in the right direction, and it's a safe and a responsible way for people that have these meds to dispose of those.
So this program is for liquid and pill medications, but I know there are some things you want people to know that you will not be accepting for disposal. What are some of those things people need to be aware of?
And you know, and that's exactly right. So we will take vaping pens, but they will be we have to take them without batteries and without the cartridges. We also will not take needles of any sort, whether they're new, used, anything of the sort. So again, we will take vaping pens without batteries and cartridges. We'll not take needles of any sort.
What sort of trends have you noticed in Indiana regarding prescription drug abuse that might stand out to you?
Well, I think, you know, it still stands to reason that we still see thefts of these prescription medications. We still see them falling into the wrong hands. It's not unusual for our troopers because, again, we have a large coverage area throughout the entirety of our state on simple traffic stops to come across people that have these medications that are not supposed to, that being that they are not prescribed. So, again, we know that these things fall into people's hands that are not supposed to have them, whether it be adult, teenagers, or even children. So that's why this program is so very important and why we're such a proud partner to do our part to help rid our communities of these medications, that being where they don't belong or who they do not belong with.
Captain Ron Galavis from Indiana State Police joining us. Ron, what part of the state police, what area of the state do you serve?
Well, I'm the Chief Public Information Officer, so I work out of our general headquarters here in downtown Indianapolis.
Okay. Have you witnessed anything personally regarding a prescription drug overdose, death, or anything like that? Because I think one thing that people need to see is they need to see the human side of it, because they hear about these events, and I don't know that they – sorry about that. I don't think they normally see how it can impact everybody. They just maybe hear the numbers or the stats or the initiatives, but not necessarily what it can do to people personally. What kind of things have you witnessed that really make this such a heart-wrenching experience?
Well, I can speak from a, and when I say personal side, I happen to have a family member down the line in another state that was experiencing some significant difficulties in battling an addiction, and I can tell you it's something that you wouldn't wish on anybody. And to see the courage and the fortitude that goes into battling that, not only from the person involved, but also from their friends and their families and those that surround them every day. So it is it's heart wrenching. It's so very dangerous. You know, thankfully this individual again down the line in family got the help that he needed. But you know, unfortunately, not everybody has that. That net around them, that safety net or that comfort level to, you know, of people that are willing to help. And that help is available. It's out there. So if anybody's listening to this and knows somebody, please reach out. There are so many resources available. Please take advantage.
So one reason you guys do this drop-off disposal thing every year is that, you know, people might just think flush them down the toilet or throw them in the trash, but that's not necessarily the best idea. Why is that?
You know, and that's because the I can't speak to the filtration systems, but we get if everybody did that, imagine how polluted our waterways would be. And that is something, again, that's part of the reason that this initiative was set forth by the DEA, was to help combat the polluting of our waterways that we all enjoy. So, to get into the weeds as to far how those filtration systems are, I can't speak to that. I just know that you're really polluting our waterways and our drinking water by putting, you know, all of these medications down there. So we do not encourage that whatsoever. So please, again, gather those up and bring them to us, and we'll safely take care of those for you.
And what kind of happens to these drugs after you guys get them from people, or are you allowed to speak on that? Because I'm always curious as to what happens with them when people give them to you.
Well, we certainly keep them, lock them up. They're secure at our facilities, and then from there we turn those over to the Drug Enforcement Administration and allow them to safely dispose of them. So they've got a system by which those are disposed of.
Okay. That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. I really appreciate the opportunity. And again, this coming Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at all but one state police post around the state. And there are a number of local law enforcement agencies that are also participating. So take a few minutes, clean out those, your purses, your medicine cabinets of any unwanted or expired medication, bring them to us for safe and for safe disposal.
All right. He is Captain Ron Galavis with the Indiana State Police. Ron, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it for you talking about the 21st Drug Take Back Day. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, sir. Have a good day.